It only takes a few seconds inside David Gilbert's West Asheville home to learn he's a ferocious music fan.
I love soul music and I love jazz, but I also really like creative, out there, improvised music and stuff with attitude.
Right past the front door are shelves stuffed with vinyl albums. Toward the back of the house is a long room with associated music memorabilia and a complement of guitars, amps, and a drum kit. This is where Gilbert's bands rehearse.
Skunk Ruckus is a punk rock, banjo, old-time band. I played another band called Plank Eyed Peggy that's kind of a carnival band, but, you know, hard rock.
Gilbert is a first-time Grammy Award nominee, not as a musician, but as a writer and historian. He's among the hopefuls in the obscure category of Best Album Notes, in recognition of his essays and social critiques accompanying the CD release of The Product of Our Souls. The CD is a companion to an academic book of the same title, authored by Gilbert.
It's about African-American musicians and actors and comedians and dancers in New York City in the decade prior to the Harlem Renaissance. So there's dozens and dozens of books out there about black culture in New York during the 1920s, the Jazz Age. And my book is kind of the prehistory of that.
Gilbert is unmistakably white, but his credibility on black culture comes from his PhD in 20th century American history. Gilbert is in his fourth year as a professor at Mars Hill University, and his partner Maya has earned the same PhD.
What my book does is it specifically puts African Americans in the center of what I call the Manhattan musical marketplace. Broadway theater wasn't Broadway until African Americans got onto Broadway in 1898. It's African-American ingenuity, their approach to dance, specifically ragtime rhythms, so the song and singing and dancing of ragtime, that made Broadway like what it became.
He made me love him from head to toes. I'm so jealous of him that I have to pinch and shove him. I just love him so.
I was really interested in kind of this contradiction, this paradox, as I see African Americans' role in American popular culture. On the one hand, music especially, but dance and culture allows African Americans an empowerment, an ennobling, a participation in mainstream United States culture. At the same time that culture allows this empowerment, the very idea that African Americans create black culture or black music is the logic of Jim Crow. It's the logic of racial difference, that there's white dance and white culture and there's black dance and black culture. And my book is my attempt to get to the origin of that.
The liner notes for the CD, about 12,000 words in all, largely come from Gilbert's book.
I was begging presses to like consider putting a CD out, right? I mean, it's like that's what music historians want, is like, here's the music. And so I was really wanting to do it, but everybody's like, nobody buys CDs, and we're book publishers.
UNC Press published the book, The Product of Our Souls, in 2015, and the record label Archaeophone produced the companion CD last year.
I was really pleasantly surprised that Rich Martin at Archaeophone wanted substantive arguments about race and commercial culture in the liner notes.
Gilbert laughs when asked about his hopes of bringing home a Grammy Award. His prediction? New Yorker magazine staff writer Amanda Petrusich for her notes on a series of Bob Dylan bootlegs. Still, Gilbert's book has already claimed one national award from the American Library Association.
And now it's being totally reinvigorated because the CD came out and, you know, also because people are talking about the Grammy.
The Grammy Awards ceremony is February 10th at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. On that night, Gilbert and his partner Maya plan to be listening in from their home in West Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.